This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Election Day, and two important questions might or might not be resolved tonight. The first question is, who will win the election? Given the number of mail-in ballots still to count, we may not know. The second question is, how peaceful will be our transition of power? In the past, we've had a few bumps in the road. Back in 1960, there were questions about whether John F. Kennedy won the presidency fairly. Rumors quickly spread that voting in Illinois and Texas had been manipulated. Perhaps the narrow margin of victory indicated that the vote total should be challenged, but Richard Nixon conceded the election because he said, "Our country cannot afford the agony of a constitutional crisis." In 2000, George W. Bush led Al Gore in Florida after the first results were tallied. Because the vote was so close, a statewide recount was implemented. The machine count was even closer, so a legal battle developed. Those of you who are older probably remember the debate over the hanging chads. The case finally reached the Supreme Court that ruled that the hand counts unconstitutional and essentially declared Bush the winner. Al Gore then conceded by saying, "While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it." What about this election? President Donald Trump has made it clear that he might not concede the election if it is close, if there are voter irregularities. Former Vice President Joe Biden has been encouraged not to concede the election tonight. Given the uncertainty, the decision by both candidates is probably reasonable. If one candidate wins the election in a landslide, then none of these concerns cited many weeks ago will actually matter. But if the election is close, or the votes in some battleground states are questioned, the election could go into overtime. We'll know in a few hours. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of the booklet, A Biblical View on Pornography, go to viewpoints.info/pornography. That's viewpoints.info/pornography.